What's up, Podsters and Casters? Welcome to the Dinner Date with the Boys podcast. I forgot for a second, the podcast where...
Who am I?
What is going on?
Where are we?
What are we doing right now?
What are we doing here?
Where are we?
This is, guys, I'll tell you. This is the podcast where... Hey, I'm trying to tell you. This is the podcast where everyone can be a boy and anything can be dinner. My name is Lee. I'm here with Jonah. You have to say... Okay, he said yep. Jacob.
No.
And Jesse. He doesn't get to say anything, though. He's just here for our video listeners and no one else.
So, as pointed out last podcast and suggested last podcast, we must start each podcast with a new guest. We must do a boy check.
We do have to do a boy check because we have to...
We have to check if you are a boy.
Hey, you back off right now.
Okay, no. Hey,
no, we got to do it.
It's a simple test.
Ow, what the heck?
Hello.
Seems like a boy to me.
Who's there? I don't have these reflexes of a god.
Hello.
He doesn't have reflexes.
No. He's...
Hey, guys.
I'm just glad y'all thumped me like a melon. That's not the way I remember
he is a
testing whether you're a boy or a girl.
Boys don't have melons.
Do you guys want a pizza? I'm going to order a pizza.
Okay.
Wait. What?
That would be really
from
funny.
Starbucks.
Yeah, okay. Order me a coffee.
I was about
pizza.
To ask if you were serious.
No.
That should
By the
be
way, guys,
an episode.
I am a little I am a little bit sick. Please forgive.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going
to try to keep it to a minimum.
I'm not
sick. I just have a residual cough.
Podcast featuring
the corona. Just a little bit thick.
Where did the episode go?
A little bit sick. I'm dad.
Hi, Dad. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? I found a girlfriend.
It's not bad.
Oh!
Not quite yet.
Not at all yet.
Dad?
I'm cheating on your mom.
Dad, stop.
Yeah, my dad.
Okay.
Oops, that's the wrong one. Okay, here we go.
I am fine.
Okay,
buying
so I wanted to mention this from the jump. We are going to do a review, which is if you leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, we can find it. If it's a 5-star, we will review your review on here. And if you leave a plug to any social account or something, we will do that. This is a way to manipulate you into giving us clout. Thank you.
Does Google have podcast? Like, do they have
yes.
a Google?
Yeah,
podcast?
Google. Podcast.
It's only on Android.
Okay.
I
isn't
didn't
it
know
called
that.
Google Podcast?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that Jonah. We need your help to get our podcast on Google.
You
podcast,
can only
by the way.
Upload it on an Android.
On
phone.
An Android
okay.
phone.
I can do that.
Yeah. How
Thank
stupid
you.
Is that though? You can't upload it on a computer.
No.
You can't upload
Android
it on a computer.
As well.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, you
but
can
only
Jonah,
on an Android.
Can
you, I don't
this
think you
man
can
has
access
less school than I do. So.
True. I don't think you can access Google Podcasts on your phone. I mean, on your computer.
No, you can't.
So, no,
like, that's probably
you can't,
why.
Yeah.
Just because they
it
don't
makes
have
sense.
It on there.
It's kind of weird.
Okay. Well, each podcast always starts with a lot of random banter, but then we do our opening
banter.
Segment, which is what's
on.
What? I forgot.
It's what's going on.
Oh, yeah. What's on going?
Let's try
yeah.
it again. What's
on
going?
Perfect.
That actually does work. What's ongoing?
It's like
it's
if Yoda
like
said
the
it.
British version. It's like
no,
the
Pooh
Bear meme.
Like if you said it in
it's
Spanish,
like a what's
but
going
in
on?
English.
Then he's got a monocle. What's ongoing?
What's ongoing?
What is
what
ongoing?
Is, what keeps going?
What's going on?
Life,
the speed of light,
death.
Which is actually not true.
Because like I know in Spanish, if you like ask. Like, basically, what's going on is basically saying, like, what is currently happening.
Yeah.
So
what,
it's
like
what's
happening,
ongoing.
Man?
Yeah,
what's
happening
ongoing.
With you currently.
Yeah. So I know
what
Jake...
What is happening with you in your current
remember the
state
word
of today?
Jacob took the ACT today.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
And you're still awake.
I think I actually did good, because this
what
is
what score did you get?
100.
He got 100.
Did you eat the paper after you finished?
Of course.
Yeah, nobody freaking knows.
That's how it's scored.
Yeah.
But
you just poop it out 5 months later and you get your score.
Yep.
But
I remember that
this
day.
This is the first time. Like, this is like my fifth time taking the ACT.
Yeah.
This is the first time I felt like actual like awake while doing it.
Oh, wow.
I, like,
good.
Understood the questions and I could answer most of them confidently.
That's good.
Good job.
I think I actually did good.
You're going to Harvard.
I'm like, if you, my last score is like, I think a 25.
He's going to Harvard,
which is good. Like, okay, I'll get sure. some good
what?
Scholarships, but I'm hoping to get like a 26.
I think I had last I took it, I had like a 54.
He's not going to do that well.
I got a 69 on the ACT.
Whoa, nice.
You got higher than max score just to make that nice score.
I got a 420.
Dude, yeah. Blazing.
No, that was your SAT score.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's really bad.
That is a really awful SAT score.
Well, why isn't it just 200? That's so dumb.
What?
Why isn't like the scoring 0 to 100 on like all tests? It makes no sense to
because it's
32 or 36.
It's wow, why do you think 100 has to be the best number?
Because it has
no, it's just a percentage.
O's.
It's ooh. Just how like percentages
and a line. A line in two circles.
Like the reason 100%. That they don't do the don't do it to 100 all the time is just because of how many questions there are in the tests.
That makes sense.
You're here.
I don't know. I just feel really loud here.
That's good.
How, that's what it should
you're
be.
Like as loud as we are.
Yeah. I also got something ongoing.
It's mine.
Oh. I will wait for him to get back because it actually involves him.
What?
Hey, guys, I'm going to do the knock-knock joke.
Oh, that's so good. Wait, Jesse, you'll love this.
You're going to love this.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I got a joke for Jesse too, but I'll wait for Jonah to show up.
Hey, look, there's a rubber band.
If it's based on one gimmick, I swear.
They're two separate gimmicks.
That's
my purity ring.
Oh, wow. Special.
That's your period ring?
Wait, Jacob, do you want to order our drinks now? I made Jacob order mine.
I'll have to like go up there to order.
You said you could do it from your watch.
But like, I can pay with my watch.
Oh, okay.
We can go up there.
Then tell
do
tell
it.
Jonah,
it's a very general
tell
term.
Jonah what's going on first, then.
Okay. Hey, Jonah.
Yeah.
Jonah.
Yeah.
I got a joke for you.
Uh-huh.
Say knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Jiminy Crickets.
Jiminy Crickets who?
I didn't have a joke.
It's so stupid.
Shoot, he left the table and
I like that.
Someone took the table.
Oh, darn it. We were too slow. Yep. Okay, I got it. Hey, wait.
We should beat her up.
Jesse, you smell that?
Well, no.
Me neither. Start farting.
Yeah.
What?
He's trying, dude. Okay, it's okay. If you don't have it in you.
Too slow.
knock. Hey. Start farting.
Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Balls in your face.
I knew it. Who said that? Jesse, why did you laugh at that?
Why did you laugh at that?
Because I had inhaled for a super long time, and I just didn't expect it. For some reason, I did not expect Jacob to say that.
I think Jacob has said that phrase over 3,000 times.
Probably.
In this day.
But you know what I haven't said? The entire list of phrases.
Okay, so this is an ongoing joke for Jacob, and I guess me, but mostly I'm just pitying him.
Yes.
But there's a series of things in other things.
Yes.
Are any of them out of
an out-of-body experience?
All of them. I think all of them are weird, but okay.
Yeah. Well, except
go through the list.
There's one. Okay.
Censor it if you need to.
There's no censor needed.
Oh.
Okay.
Why are you trusting Jacob to censor himself?
I don't.
The first one is balls in your face.
Right.
I really like balls in your face. Also, I will put every one of these in a sentence. And that was the sentence. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The second one is pinky in your ear.
I like that one.
I went to my mom's room last night and said, my ear hurts. And she said, it's because you got your pinky in your ear.
Good sentence.
Thank you.
That was good.
The third one is pee in your nose. This is what happens.
That sounds
when
like
you,
sinus
when
hell.
When you do a right handstand and you gotta go pee in your nose.
I don't know why you worded that like it's a rap. When you're doing a handstand and you gotta go pee in your nose.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bro.
Bars. Fire.
Bars. Fire. Bars.
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 Barfs.
Bars.
Okay, the fourth one is, I forgot hand in your mouth.
Oh, hand in your mouth. That one's important.
Yeah, I love hand in your mouth. What happens when you marry a girl?
Oh, my gosh.
You put your foot in your mouth.
Close. Hand in your mouth.
Hand in your mouth.
Well, That one comes later. There's something to do with that later.
Oh, no.
You'll see.
No,
stay tuned.
Foot in your mouth means regret.
You will regret this. So, okay, after
you will regret
after
this.
Those, there is okay, there are two left. I don't remember the order, so I'll just start with the one I remember first. Okay, there's penis in your belly button.
Yeah, there is that one. I forgot about that.
when your girl got that deep belly button, though.
Okay, that's enough. Move on.
Okay, the last one is foot in your ass.
That's a good one.
Dude, that is one really precise karate master.
Yeah, I'll let you do the sentence.
Here's the sentence for this one. When Jacob is so annoying that you just gotta kick him, but he pulls down his pants, foot in your ass.
Foot in your ass. I got a foot
How precise does your kick have to be?
No, you're not precise.
I'm a good kicker.
Wide open.
Not gonna lie, I'm a good kicker.
How do you aim?
You don't
so
aim.
So well, do you realize
aim?
How...
If you aim in the general direction,
it's hard to miss
it's
that.
It's so open. It's so agape.
You'd like have to do like a side kick.
If it's like generally west, it could be like
yeah.
You know,
have you heard the
southwest.
Phrase? Have you heard the phrase as far as the east is from the west? Because like east is infinite and west is infinite. My asshole is infinite in all directions.
That's impressive. I'm not even going to lie about it. So anyways, guys,
please lie about it.
So wait a minute.
Anyone else have anything fun or interesting going on right now? Or in the last week? Jesse has been having a conversation off the pod.
Yeah, a little
idiot. We're talking about astronomy.
Oh, okay.
We actually technically were.
That's cool. I
and
dig it.
And also genitalia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Astrology.
Well, no, it isn't technically genitalia.
Because if his asshole goes in each and every direction, then it's a black hole. Astronomy.
That's
true.
Astronomy.
Hey, Matt.
No, you're done. 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 Hold on. I got you.
No. Anyway, what were you saying, Matt, before?
Hey, weren't you an ass baby? A baby born out of an ass? I'll take that as a yes.
Why, yes, sir.
Yes.
Why, yes, indeed. How did you know?
I was there.
Oh, you're my dad.
Yeah.
I'm
your
dad.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
All right, what was your question?
Does anybody besides Jacob have anything interesting or humorous that has happened to them in the last week?
The last week?
Yeah. What's going on? I had something and I don't know what it was.
Was it that you died unexpectedly last Tuesday night at 11:37?
No, no. It's 11:38 and a half.
That means you're alive now.
Yeah.
11:38 and a half.
Yeah.
Nice.
What am I going?
You said you had something.
Oh, I said I had something, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I'm going to have to fart in about 2.5 minutes.
Wait, put your mic up too.
I'm holding you to that.
I got the timer.
Even if I can't fart,
I really don't
I will
have anything.
Make myself, and it'll either be a fart
everything,
or shit.
Honestly, everything in my week has led up to this.
Well, hey, this is also
like one thing.
This is also an opportunity if you wanted to plug your different.
If you want to plug
places.
In the outlet.
Oh, do we normally do that?
That's sure.
We can.
Okay.
Why not?
Does it have to start with me?
I mean,
I don't do anything.
Jonah doesn't do anything. Jacob and I, we just have all of our links.
Jacob's already famous.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Everybody who follows this podcast right now is only the people who are following us already. So.
That makes sense. And, I'm Jesse Morton. You can find me on Twitter and YouTube. As
no, you can't.
Jesse Morton VO.
You can try.
JesseMorton. VO stands for voiceover.
No,
you can also
also
find me on Instagram and Facebook. I do implore you, Jacob. What does VO truly stand for? Jesse Morton.
You shouldn't have asked.
Jesse Morton VO stands for Jesse Morton.
Be creative.
Jesse.
Be creative. Come on.
I can only think of one V word. Virginity office.
No, Virginia.
I thought you were going to say
Virginity office is much better.
Yeah, I like
Jesse
Virginia.
Jesse Morton's Virginity office.
Oh my.
That's where I went to get my virginity. If you need to buy a new virginity, go to Jesse.
If you ever lose it by accident, go. You can go find a new one.
I once was wandering in the Alaskan wastes, I dropped my virginity in the ice, and it fell down a large crevice in the ice.
At least 18 fathoms.
18 fathoms down.
Until it hit the sea.
And I went to Jesse Morton's virginity office. And got a new one within the decade.
If you call 334 Jesse,
takes a long
Morton's
time to craft one
office. I feel like we're talking really loud.
Yeah.
Because I can hear myself. Yeah. But I'm gonna take one headphone off.
That's fair.
What? Why that looked really funny?
I just kind of stupid.
I just didn't expect it.
Basically, I have nothing going on. But I do voiceover and. And then school.
I do primarily
school.
Oh, shoot.
All right, let's see it, Jacob. Hold on. We'll get to me later. First of all, we got three seconds until you fart. Let's see it happen.
Start farting.
Oh, that's a poop.
Disappointment, dude. Oh. Disappointment.
That's a poop.
Yeah. Now, if you... yeah,
excuse
I do
me.
Voiceover very off and on because my computer has been down and crashing every time I try to edit since October.
If it's down, why don't you lift it up?
You raise me up. Because I can't do that. God is the one who lifts me up.
Yeah, he's weak.
When I
you raise
wait, what?
You can't
also,
lift
I can't lift my own computer. however, if you want to see an example of my voice, there is a free-to-play
If you want to hear an example of his voice, check this out.
Check this out. there's
That's
a free-to-play Steam game. Imagine Rocket League and League of Legends had a baby.
You.
That's Heavy Metal Machines. It's a free-to-play game on Steam. I voice the character Stingray. So
this video is not sponsored.
My week has been very boring outside of right now. So that is my self-promotion thingamabobber. Thank you for getting to know me.
I remembered my thing. I was just intensely sick this week.
Oh, yeah.
I was out of work for 4 days and I had 104 fever.
I have a question.
Okay.
Why were you sick in a tent?
I was intensely sick. It's because
sick.
I didn't want to get my roommate sick as well.
Intensely sick.
Lee.
Lee.
Yeah, that's what I... Thanks for breaking down my sentence.
I just
That's
make sure
actually really
knew.
Clever.
Thank
something.
You.
Now that you broke that down.
I'm clever.
I'm going to Guatemala in May.
Oh,
Jonah's
going to
learn how to speak Spanish.
Jonah's going to squat.
Are you
going to
be
on
a,
his?
Are you
going to
be a drug mule?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't think about it first.
I don't need the money.
But give me the money.
No.
Okay.
So wait, is that it for you, Matt? You were just you were just sick.
Yeah. That's
imagine.
It.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I didn't get anything done, and it made me sad.
Well, dude, when you're sick, resting is getting something done, all right?
Or just don't be sick.
And I know you did that.
Give
yourself
some
cred.
I did
choice.
A lot of that. Oh, I threw up for the first time in 8 years. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Sudden applause. Yeah, it was bad because it was like... And then it didn't happen, but I felt like my stomach lurch.
Yeah.
And then it happened again. And then because there's like the valve at the bottom of your sternum, and mine just closes because I have like a fear of throwing up. Wait. And the third time, spasm, my body pushed so hard that it began squirting up through the closed valve, and
That's
it was
hot.
Just like. Ugh.
That's really
it was horrifying.
Oh, sounded like you were sounded like my body closed up, but I was just pushing so hard that it came out the valves and my sternum just
my actual chest just burst
like,
open.
Just, no, just
vomit.
Just the little sternum cap popped out. There's just a sternum sized hole. There's just like a little fountain. Like
a little, you know those water bottles that have like a button that pops open like a little straw. It was like that.
It's a chest hole. Everyone has a good old chest hole.
Yeah,
right?
Everyone has a chest hole.
Shout out to you, Ludwig Anders. He actually has a chest hole.
What?
Dude, I knew a guy named Kyle.
He has like a hole in his chest. It's kind of cool.
Huh. Wait, guys,
and
Jesse knew a
parties.
Guy named Kyle.
Oh, dude, really?
And he actually was shot. He was shot through his heart when he
Pog
was
a
kid.
Pog champ.
But
like by a gun?
Yeah.
Dude, that's cool.
when he was like a toddler.
Oh, that was me.
And he lived.
Oh, you, Jacob. Oh,
you're Kyle.
No, Jacob shot Kyle with a gun. Oh, yeah. Jacob was the gun. Who's
I
Kyle?
I am the gun.
I am the gun.
I'm stuffed.
We don't know.
Oh, okay. Just imagine this guy with a ski mask holding Jacob like Banjo Kazooie. Bullets just coming out of Jacob's mouth.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Everyone get on the floor. He's got a Jacob.
And the way he loads, you don't want to know.
No, I know.
Do you want to know?
I know.
Just,
I don't.
Well, do you?
It puts them in your nose.
Want to?
No. Bullets in your nose.
Anyway. Yeah. Yo, Jonah, what's up with you this week, my man?
He already said he's going to Guatemala.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to Guatemala this week.
He's going to Guatemala.
Oh, this week you're going to Guatemala?
No, it's in May.
Can I go? Can
that's
I go
what
with
I thought
you?
It was like Tuesday. Can you told me that. Here? I was like, hold the phone.
What? Can I not? Can I just stay here and not go?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. I'd love to go, but I don't have the money for it.
Yeah. I know.
I don't.
He does not have the way.
Yes. I know. Oh, funny time. All right, guys. So I think that's enough for what's.
Well, bye, guys. This was the.
What's ongoing? That has been what is ongoing.
Yeah, I was hoping you guys
in the current circumstances of our life.
So the next topic that I think we should go right into, because I'm not sure how long it'll take, is we have to decide. Okay, so a little bit of backstory. The four of us had a gaming YouTube channel for a hot second.
Yes.
Actually, a hot year.
Yeah, it's a little.
It was pretty
well over a hot year, actually.
Yeah, it was like
it was a while. It was like a year and a half. Yeah,
it was about a year and a half.
And we had at some point in that.
The name.
Oh yeah, well, it is the Fruit Basket, Fruit with two O's, still online. You can go and you can go and check
didn't
that out.
All the videos are live.
We did mention the channel, but the thing, I think we may have mentioned it, but we had developed at some point this. Admiration for a man that cannot be defined without expletives, I'd say.
Not by human, not with human expression.
No. Not with human. Don Cheadle.
Reminds,
not with the expression of mortals.
Of an HP
Don Cheadle
Lovecraft
is what mortals
monster.
Call him.
Don Cheadle is like, it's like,
Don Beetle.
The only, his true name is in tongues. So,
oh, he's inside our tongues.
Yeah,
lightning strikes from heaven. I just turned to a pile of ash.
Yes, that was sacrilege.
Because,
but
if,
it's
if,
okay.
If you're unworthy, you can't say his name. It's like Thor's hammer. You can't lift up your own tongue.
Right.
It's like the Lalulele Lo.
We are not worthy. Okay, wait. Pause for a second. Look at that fat baby across the room, dude. That's
dude,
a killer baby.
That's a fat dude.
No, he's a murderer.
That's a murderer.
I saw some dribble out of his mouth.
That pocket knife has been in his hand for the past 6 months.
I will arrest that baby. I have baby handcuffs.
I would sneak a picture,
baby
but I feel like that's probably illegal.
I have baby handcuffs. They're handcuffs like this big for baby hands.
Cute. That's adorable.
Do you actually have those?
No.
I was going to say.
Okay. No, but
point is, Don Cheadle leads into
back on the focus train.
Back on
when
Don
the channel
Cheadle.
Died. Don Cheadle was buried with the channel to rise again at his own time.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Canonically dead.
We killed Don Cheadle.
When we ended the channel, we murdered Don Cheadle.
That's
this
correct.
And it was all thanks to Matt's job.
Uh-huh.
It was all by happenstance.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not our fault.
And it was by hand, too.
Yeah. It was not our fault, but we did it on purpose. We
by
killed
hand.
Him with a weapon. With our own hands.
In the dining hall.
With premeditated thought and intent.
Love.
And love.
The point is
we need passion. To choose a new celebrity obsession.
I got mine.
And I've tasked everyone with gathering a small cluster that we will now fight with our fists and our hearts.
I will rip your heart out of your chest and punch you in the face with it.
To narrow this down to one man or woman.
Those aren't
one ring.
So at first.
Okay, we'll let you
we'll start with Joanna. Yeah.
Jerry
yeah.
Seinfeld.
That's a
ooh,
good.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like Jerry.
But then I was thinking, what about Jerry from Ben and Jerry's?
Ben and Jerry. I like that.
How
like
would we
Jerry.
Explain okay, that? Because like
Ben.
The thing is, like, if you mention Don
just call
Cheadle,
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
Yeah,
hey, Jerry.
I understand, but like with Don Cheadle, we can at least show PNGs or you know pictures.
No, you just
him.
Show a PNG Jerry. Of his Jerry. Name in the Ben and Jerry's logo.
Yeah, and then
there's
just
no
like
face.
Jerry.
There's no
out
like
Ben.
How do you connect that public persona?
Well, you could probably can't. Find his face.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there's pictures of him out there.
Yeah, but sure you don't even discovered. Know his last name. You just know, what
well,
are you going to type in Google? Jerry, Ben and Jerry?
Yeah,
you can
actually,
find it.
Yeah.
Jonah, you find that. Do you have other names or is that your like?
Yeah, we want to hear more.
I mean, Jerry Seinfeld's good too.
Yeah, I like
so
Jerry Seinfeld.
I'll go with both of those.
Okay.
All right.
Also, Celia, Jerry's. When you're watching, this is when you told me to text this to you.
It.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay.
Now you know that.
Pog.
All right, wait. While Jonah is trying to find
stop,
a
so
picture
cringe.
Of
no,
oh, I'm gonna find a picture
Jerry.
Of Jerry.
Yeah,
okay,
or at least
okay.
his full name,
or no, or any person named Jerry, and we will pretend.
Or we could
that
just have a picture
Jerry.
Of Jerry Seinfeld
it,
and
oh
just
yeah,
say
it's
we're
him.
Yeah. We could yeah. just put a picture of Jerry Seinfeld, but not and say it's not actually. We're not talking about oh. Jerry Seinfeld. We're talking about Jerry from Ben and Jerry. But we'd absolutely do a picture.
That would be
probably what Jerry looks like. I mean, all Jerrys look like Jerry Seinfeld to some degree.
True. They're all.
I mean, have you met
Jerry
a Jerry
Seinfeld.
That's not white?
Shoot, no.
Holy crap, you're right.
Ask that guy. His name is Jerry. He's black is the thing. Okay, how many do you guys? How many picks him. Do you guys have?
I right now I can think of three.
Did I give you
I
one?
I found Jerry.
You gave me you.
Wait, for real?
You.
This is Jerry.
Oh,
Ben and Jerry's.
Jerry is
this
a Jerry.
Man, okay,
that's Jerry.
Take a
I
look at
him.
That picture. Take a good look at that picture.
He looks kind of like look. He looks kind of like Matt Groening or like
he straight up looks like your stereotypical film director.
I don't actually know how to say Matt Groening's name. Oh is
he
it Groening?
Looks right. like Jerry.
If you showed me that and said this is the number oh. one film director in the world, I'd be like,
this is Quentin Tarantino.
He kind of looks. He also looks like
Jerry Tarantino.
Gabe Newell.
He does look like Gabe Newell, but like his dad.
He looks like a gay mule. What?
Yeah, he's a gay mule.
He is a gay mule.
He's
That's
a gay
cool.
mule, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Gay mule.
Yeah.
Okay, Jacob, okay. I want to hear what yours are.
Okay. My first one. The most productive man, Michelle Obama.
That's a good one, actually.
I was trying to think of other words I could describe her as. And the only word I can think of is productive and reproductive. So
that's
I chose productive.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going.
Great
with
job negating literally
Jerry
everything you
Jerry,
set that
yeah.
up for.
I think Michelle Obama is Michelle Obama is like one of the ultimate boys.
Jerry.
Jerry Seinfeld and okay. Jerry Ben and Jerry. That's his last name.
Jerry Ben and Jerry.
Jerry Ben and Jerry.
And Ben Jerry.
Actually, Ben and Jerry sounds like if you say it quickly,
sounds like
it sounds
name.
Like a last name. It actually
ben
sounds
and
like
Ben and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben and
ben
Jerry.
Jerry.
Like I don't like
it
like Ben. It almost like you could spell it like Berlin, like
maybe
B E N I N.
Jerry's
Benin.
Name is
Ben
Jerry.
And Jerry.
Jerry's name is Jerry Benin.
No, his full name.
But, yeah.
His first name is And. His full name is And Jerry.
Ben
name is Jerry.
And Jerry.
Ben, comma,
and
Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Next
Kay.
One, Jacob.
My next one is Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert
Godfrey. Gilbert
Godfrey. Oh yeah, he's the Iago in Aladdin. He's the bird in Cyber Chase.
Yeah,
frick,
dude.
I forget what the
that's
bird's name is called.
Digit.
Digit.
Yeah,
that's right.
Digit.
Yeah.
But he's got a thing for voicing bird characters.
It's because that's what his voice sounds like.
He's a bird
when he talks
he is a
like
bird.
That.
No. He doesn't always sound like a bird though.
He kind
but
of does.
It,
no, but he
it works well with birds.
His voice. Sounds like how he
it's
speaks.
Got a natural
as
squawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. The, kind of the got reason like the reason I chose this man is because of his bravery condemning the actions of Jeffrey Epstein. If you haven't
Wait,
seen
what?
It, there's a video of Gilbert Gottfried saying
Do it.
Excuse this.
Thank you.
Oh, nope.
Come on, you did it so well
say
before.
It. I'll no, say and then I'll say the last part. I'll say the last part in his voice. Okay.
Wait.
He said in the video.
We'll cut it. Just do okay. it without thinking about it. Just immediately go.
No, you're not going to cut it.
Yeah, you're right.
No, there's a video of him saying, "Hey, Jeffrey Epstein, I heard what you did, and that isn't very poggers." And that's kind of poggers on
that's
his own.
Kind of poggers of Gilbert. Mm-hmm. Not of Epstein.
Wait, he said that?
Yeah, he said
He said that.
I like how we're bringing Twitch humor into podcast.
I've been trying to. I've been trying to. If you don't know what... I can't do the voice.
If you don't know what Poggers is,
that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, if I wasn't in this public space, I would belt that so hard.
Lee can vouch for me. Yeah. Last night, I had a whole bunch of mucus in my throat.
He did.
So I could do the voice really well.
And then, but the thing is, every time you did it, it was worse than the last. I would lose more for hours. It just kept getting worse.
You saying you'd belt it reminded me of whenever we were just on Discord and you were like, guys, you know that song where it goes,
No, it's the bada 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 bada
Yes.
You said everyone's cloacas were destroyed.
No, cochlea. It's part of the ear, dude.
Everyone's cocks were destroyed?
No.
Cochlea. Cochlea.
Princess Leia's cock was destroyed.
Stop. He's a dude. Princess Leia's a dude.
She's a dude.
Girl looks like a dude.
She's got a penis.
And speaking of Princess Leia, this brings me into my next.
It's going to have nothing to do with Princess Leia.
The 43rd Senator of Oregon.
Who is that? What's her name?
I don't know. I don't even know if they have 43 senators right now.
They definitely don't. There are never like 43 senators.
Let's look up how many senators Oregon has.
Okay. Did you just make that up?
Yes. So I didn't have a third one.
That's fine.
I'm going to make it
up. Oh, we're doing a maximum of three?
No, I have five.
Okay. Yeah. You said five earlier, and I was like, I can only think of three. I ain't going to force myself to do two
fine,
more.
That's fine. I can probably cut two, actually.
But while Jonah's looking for that 43rd senator of Oregon.
Yeah, hit us up, dude.
I've got
that's
three
the wrong
here.
Phrase.
So the first...
Hit me, dude.
First thing... No, he's talking to me, man. Oh. I'll hit him when I feel... No, you don't get it. I will hit Jacob when I feel like it.
Okay. Representative Tana Sanchez.
Yes, that is who...
Wait, say it again.
That's who it is.
Representative Tana... I don't even think that's what it is. She's just the representative right now.
So she's not a senator. So she's not a senator.
No, she's a senator.
No.
But what was the name? Say it again.
Tana Sanchez.
Tana Sanchez.
Jacob is referring to
write that down.
Future.
Well, okay, wait. She's...
What number?
43rd.
Third. No. I'm referring to the future 43rd.
No, okay, here's she's a representative in the 43rd district.
Oh,
yes, that is who I meant.
That'll count.
Yeah. I had this all planned from the start.
We're going to put this lady on the map.
Yeah, Tana.
Whoa,
Tana Sanchez. I think
Tana
she's Native
D
American.
Sanchez.
So that's T-A-N-A?
T-A-W-N-A.
What does the D stand for, Jonah?
Discus.
It doesn't say.
Oh, that's what stands for
D.
Doesn't say.
Doesn't say.
Tana.
Yeah.
Doesn't say Sanchez.
No, Tana doesn't say Sanchez.
She never does.
She
okay.
She never says Sanchez.
Tana doesn't dream of Bunny Girl Senpai.
Oh.
List. Oh wait, there's a list of senators from Oregon.
I highly doubt that there's 43 of them.
Currently have
no. There are wait.
36.
Yeah, no. There's only 24 senators.
Wow.
There's only been 24 senators.
Wow. They have less than us. They suck.
The current
senator is
Jeff Merkley.
Jeff Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Wait, anyway,
did you know what he did?
Oh, hey, we can. We
it
can
wasn't very
guys, we can remedy this. We can remedy this. You said the 43rd?
43rd.
Ah, dang it. Never mind. We can't. I was going to say, what's 40? It was like 40 something. Whatever we have times 2 or divided by 2, we could just choose do that senator. But there's no. There's no
cool.
20. You know, 20. There's no like 21
and
a half. There's no 21 and a half.
Well, 21
half
was.
Senator.
Maureen Brown Newburger.
We don't care about Noogie Burger. We don't care about Boogie
Maureen
Burger.
Maureen Brown Newburger.
I want a
New
brown burger.
We don't care.
But I kind of want a brown.
There's never going to be a 21
Jesse,
and a half. Hey,
I want a brown new burger.
Hey, I think we should all go to
McDonald's.
I don't
know how to make burgers.
And order a
McBurger.
Brown okay, Newburger. Yeah. And the look on their faces.
Did you say
for
nude
some
nude
reason,
burger?
my Google.
Newburger.
Oh, I thought you said nude burger.
You know on Google Chrome how you get those like articles, like suggested articles? For some reason, mine keeps suggesting me JoJo's Bizarre Adventure cosplay articles.
Oh, it's because you're gay.
I don't want to see them.
It's
don't
gay.
Sometimes they're really good.
I mean, they're
recommended
good,
that too.
But
and
I literally
I don't even
don't
watch
care.
JoJo. Oh, see, I actually really like cosplay.
Okay, this one was actually really good, though.
There are some people who. The only
and sand.
Mine is still better. Mine is the one with Sarah and Caleb. That one is still best.
It is.
Anyway, so the first celeb that I've got, or I guess maybe not celeb, but public figure, since we're trying to go for. It is a celeb, I guess. Yeah. Is James Arnold Taylor.
I thought you were about to say James Charles.
I thought you were about to say James.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. James and James Charles. No, sir. James.
James Arnold Taylor.
James Arnold Taylor. You can look him up if you'd like.
Isn't he like the 13th president?
Is he like, you know.
Yes, sir. He has the high ground.
He's a voice actor.
He is the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars The Clone Wars series. That is what he is most prominently known for. You can also hear him as Ratchet in Ratchet and Clank.
He's also the voice of Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, Tidus.
Or Tidus.
Yeah, I thought it was Tidus
until.
He's
also Chuyin in Final Fantasy X-2.
Whatever the frick that
does
is.
What does that even mean?
Those
it's like
titles.
Part two, yeah. I mean, Final Fantasy VII Remake is going to be the exact same
Johnny
way.
Johnny Test. What was he in Johnny Test?
He was Johnny in Johnny Test. Yeah.
No way.
Wait, no. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was Johnny in Johnny Test.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What I a hate boy. That show.
How could
I don't? I've never seen it.
But they were hot redhead sisters.
They weren't.
Have you seen Johnny Flesh?
What? No.
It's Johnny Test's dog, but like if he was Johnny Test. And it's called Johnny Flesh.
That sounds really scary.
It's his dog
sounds
with
really
human
awful.
Flesh.
Sounds dark.
And it's really funny.
I doubt it. Anyways.
I will show you Johnny Flesh tonight in your dreams.
Oh.
So anyway, did you want me to keep going with mine?
Yeah.
Yeah,
keep okay. Going. A fun fact, I'm actually going to meet James Arnold Taylor in March. So
kiss
March
him.
20th.
Kiss him, wow. Then punch him. For kissing you.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Perfect. Thank you. Yes.
That was like the most suppressed punch sound ever. Oh, take that. James Arnold Taylor. More
take
like James Arlard Gaylor. Oh.
Arlard.
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 Hey, James Arlard
Gaylor.
Gaylord, whoop! Gaylord. Oh, take
that's
that!
James
oh. Anyway,
Gator.
second one that I've got is Dante Bosco.
Oh, I've heard of him. I think
you'll
Dante from
is this
Dante's Inferno.
There's only
oh,
one
voice actor.
Dante Bosco. You will know him
Dante
as
Bosco.
The one who has to restore his honor.
Oh.
He always
oh,
has
yeah,
to restore
Dante
his
Bosco.
Honor.
Zuko.
Zuko.
Yeah, that? Zuko. Jeez, man.
Who's that?
Zuko is the fire prince of the. He's the prince of the Fire Nation in Avatar: The Last Airbender.
He was American Dragon Jake Long.
Oh,
wait, what?
He was.
Yeah, he was Jake Long.
I have no idea who that is.
That's cool.
Why are there so many fire boys?
Anyway,
he was also Fire Breather from Fire Breather.
There were birds playing.
You can also. He's also.
Right there, see
most him? Recently, as I or not most recently, but the one I recognize most, there was this little series of YouTube videos made by Star Wars kids, I think, called Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures, and he narrates those.
Oh.
They're really well animated. I actually stumbled across Galaxy of Adventures when I found this. Someone took all the clips
walking.
And made a Star Wars anime opening. It just worked together really well. But yeah, he's the narrator for that. So he's one of those voice actors who like doesn't. What the frick, Jacob?
We're having a conversation.
Yeah, no, you're not.
He doesn't know what you're saying.
You don't know
I'm
what you're
not
saying.
Saying anything.
Yeah, but he narrates all those. He's one of those voice actors that
all of those.
He's one of those voice actors that He has the same kind of voice every time.
I wonder if I could just lay in your laps. I feel like that would make everyone around us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Let's freaking not do that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, never mind. I've got one more.
Okay.
So the last one. What is the last one?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He has them written down. He's prepared.
Yeah. The last one was Jamie Costa. I'm pretty sure it's Jamie Costa.
Jamie Costa.
You may know him.
I'm gonna get some.
He
water.
Is definitely the most. Too? He's definitely the least well known of the three. He was actually very well known for his. I don't know if they were Vines
so
or TikToks.
We can be safe.
Thank you for that.
Was that a condom?
What the
I
heck?
Don't know.
Shut up.
I don't know what those are.
Yeah, me neither.
Mints.
Condoms or mints?
I'm good.
I bet you could put that in your pee hole.
Cut.
No. There is no cutting.
Only raw footage.
I'm like, oh.
Good save.
Because no, wait, it's not raw because we eat condoms.
Stop.
So, anyway.
Wait, hold on. I got a question. This is safe.
Okay.
If you swallowed a condom, would your poop be inside it when you poop it out?
Oh, you'd have like a poop sausage.
A little poop sock.
Hey, guys. You want some poop sausage?
You know the poop sock meme.
Poop
sock. That's what it's talking about.
You put a condom in your butt and you poop out.
No, you don't need to. You just eat it.
No, true. Actually, it would probably just like accidentally tie off some sort of intestinal crack and you would die.
I should do that.
Oh, no. Anyway, so...
give it a shot.
Mr. Costa, he's known for his Obi-Wan impression. He's known for, like, he was known for his impressions during the Vine age, in which he did clips of Gandalf, Gollum, Obi-Wan. Those three primarily.
I knew I recognized his name.
But he's also a creator. You can find him on YouTube. He actually recently made a Kenobi fan film. And he did one earlier that was a Han Solo fan film. So his Han Solo impression is probably the best. Anyway, Jamie Costa.
I have a joke after this.
Yeah. Jamie Costa is not exactly a super well-known. He's getting up there. He's definitely working super hard. Very passionate guy.
He works super hard.
Yeah,
he's the guy who does an incredible Robin Williams.
Yes, Robin Williams.
His Kenobi's really good too.
And Han Solo, I believe, are his two best ones.
Yeah.
I actually found out today he may or may not, according to his Facebook post, he may or may not be in an upcoming Final Fantasy game.
Oh.
So, be looking forward to that.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's really cool because I've been rooting for him ever since I saw him. He just seems... I don't know. I really like him.
If he's Obi-Wan, where's Obi-2?
Actually, so it's funny. He actually is Obi-2.
Oh, because he's pretending to be Obi-Wan, so he's Obi-2.
Right.
Who's Obi-3?
He's an Obi-Wannabe.
Who's Obi-3PO?
Who's Obi-69? And can I be him? Hey, guys, I'm going to change my name on all social
joke.
Media to Obi-69.
Go now. Joke. That's all. Those are the
that
only people
the
I
joke
have.
I okay. had.
Was oh, that was the joke. Was the
Obi-Wan.
Where's
Obi-2?
Hey guys, what is your opinion on
osteoporosis?
The Battle of 1912. I made the same joke last episode, and I want to continue it. I want to ask
actually really funny. You mentioned that
every guest.
What?
Guest opinion on the War of 1912. So Jesse, what is your opinion on the War of 1912?
Well, the War of 1912, it was an entirely international conflict that had nothing to do with America. Mm-hmm. America at this time was still in its kind of Theodore Roosevelt state of Theodore Roosevelt stage of speak softly and carry around a big stick. So he was still in his big stick phase, focusing on expansionism.
I have a big stick.
I can't believe now that I think about it, Roosevelt, he always said he'd
be packing.
He has big stick theory.
He was flexing on the world. He said, Hey other nations, I have a big stick.
I have big pee-pee.
Yeah. Okay, guys, hold on.
Mess with
us. Okay.
Let's go.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I just have who we'll have to pick.
Okay.
What?
Isn't
it?
It's me. No.
But you're not famous.
So I'll go through the two that I think are good, but they're
I'll talk about 1912.
But I'll talk about the home run, I think, at the end. So my first pick, I was thinking, good old D-O-double-G Snoop Dogg.
No, that's Ice Cube.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, wrong picture that I got of Ice Cube, apparently.
Yeah, that's Ice Cube.
But Snoop Dogg is what I was talking about. He's just a good guy.
And he knows how to cook.
He
really
loves his
well.
Family. He cooks lobster.
Mm.
That's true.
Yep. And he's friends with Martha Stewart.
Oh, yep. That's a minus.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's cool.
But
I like Martha Stewart.
Why is that a minus?
I don't know. I was being dumb.
Because she's white.
Good old Snoopy Doopy Doopy Dog. That was my
Doopy Dog.
But then, Zach Galifer freaking Nackis.
Who?
Yes, I love Zach.
He's a comedian, and he's always mean.
He's always mean,
he has
pretty
a show.
Much.
He had a show. I don't know if it's still going on. Called Between the Ferns.
I mean, he had the movie
Between Two
yeah,
Ferns.
He did, Between Two Ferns.
Yeah.
And he did an episode with Obama, and
he did.
Obama just said, like, "I will never talk to you again."
Yeah, it was
it
really
was
funny.
Really funny.
Okay, so I think those are both good picks.
Kind of sounds
but the
like
next one, guys.
He's a jerk.
He is. I love
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
that's the jerk.
Yeah,
thing that makes
okay,
it funny.
Guys.
That's really
the
sucks.
One?
Have your public persona be known as like that's
okay.
The character you have
hold
to keep
on.
Up. You have to keep up being a jerk all the time, even if you're not. Like that's the public persona that you've got to be. I'd hate that.
But you're doing the opposite. You're a jerk in real life. Then you're really nice.
Yeah,
on camera, right, Jesse?
Okay.
Immediately
wait,
after
what?
This podcast ends, he will beat me to death.
Yeah, he just
you told
like
me to hit you. All right.
I did.
Hear that aggression? That's yeah. Like the restraint. That's him restraining. He
sounds like
himself.
A chihuahua.
Ouch, my tooth.
All right, guys. Guys.
Okay, who is it?
Who's
imagine
your
a
who's
man.
Your first
see a man
money?
In your mind. And he's
completely
a celebrity.
Invisible.
He's completely invisible. It's air.
It's John Cena.
No. Listen.
Oh, it's
Aang. He's a man. He's got, you know, he's an amazing actor.
Mm.
He's got dark skin.
Mm.
He's worked with Robert Downey Jr. That's right, you guys. It's the other actor for War Machine. I don't remember his name.
He's
Terrence
I don't think
Howard.
I don't think anyone
yeah,
remembers
dude,
his name.
Terrence
Howard. Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard got ripped off so hard,
he
honestly.
He's the off-brand Don Cheadle.
Dude, like, no. He's
are you
the
sure
pure
about that? He's
original
the pure War
Cheadle.
Machine. Are you sure?
Don Cheadle true. Didn't die.
No. What?
Don Cheadle didn't die.
He was resurrected.
He reincarnated.
He reverted to his pure form.
So we killed Don Cheadle, and his essence flowed through.
I like Jerry better.
I like Jerry better.
Terrence Howard. Okay.
I do
I like the idea.
I like Terrence Howard. Honest Jerry.
Okay, what else you got, Matt?
Got
what else?
Idea.
That was it.
I got an idea.
I deleted the other one.
I got an idea.
So what if we just do Jerry and Jerry? It's Jerry Seinfeld and
no,
Jerry
yeah,
from
Jerry.
I got Ben and Jerry.
So we do Jerry, but every episode we change who Jerry actually is to a different person named Jerry.
That'd be really good, actually.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I am. Thank
I don't
you.
Know enough Jerry's.
Follow me on Twitter.
I feel like we won't explore this every episode because we didn't always.
We
have
don't
Don
have the time to do that.
Yeah,
man.
True. Okay, I'll say this. I think Jerry. What is my is his name again?
Terrence Howard.
Terry.
Jerry and Terry.
And Michelle Obama.
Mm, I like Michelle.
I mean, honestly, why are we Tom choosing one? Sanders. Why don't we just like. Talk about whatever stupid comedian we want to talk about. A lot of these are comedians, actually.
Public figure.
But public figure that we want to talk about.
Yeah. I also do like Jamie Costa. That's funny, too.
Jamie
I'm
Costa.
Personally,
I think
I'm personally
Dante Bosco
Dante
is a funny
Bosco.
Name. It's a
Dante
funny Bosco. Name. And that makes it.
So,
actually,
honestly,
be
I actually think that we could get a response from Dante Bosco, too. He's pretty active
what?
On his social
whoa.
Medias. And
dude, I'd freak
like
out, man.
Dude,
that's like a huge bit of...
Okay. Jacob, reach out to Dante Bosco.
Yeah.
What?
Say, do you want to be our like
our mascot?
Our mascot? Dude,
yeah.
I would
just say that. Do you want to be the mascot?
Ask
for my
him.
Podcast?
I feel like. Well, never mind. He probably won't mind.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, if he was on our show, wouldn't that kind of defeat? Like, that's like getting Don Cheadle
no, I don't mean that
on the fruit
on
basket.
Show.
We
I
don't want to ever feature him.
I just mean
him
that you could like act.
That kind of kills the joke, right?
No, it.
I just think
I
that
we always
like
wanted Don
Cheadle. We could actually like send him our podcast, and he'd probably be like, dude, that's cool.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Dante Bosco.
Because he's actually like kind of a cool guy. And
he just
like
the name.
I like that name. I like that name a lot. Dante
what?
Bosco.
Dude, ah, dang
Dante
it.
Dante Bosco.
And dude,
it's
he was so
a good
close.
Name.
He was going to be
Dante
in Smash.
Costco.
Everybody wanted Dante. But we got Byleth instead. He was so... Don't worry, Dante Bosco. You'll have another chance in Fighters Pack Volume 2. Fighters Pass.
Of
Super Smash
Have you
Sisters.
Guys seen the presidential candidate, Pete...
Paparazzium.
Buttigieg.
Paparazzium.
His quote, I think we need more Final Fantasy characters in Smash.
I did see that. I think you meant
I'm not
Fire
voting.
Emblem. You meant
Fire Emblem. They are the same game.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not even similar.
I mean,
they're
the same.
They're not like at all.
As long as you enjoy Xenoblade, it really
Fantasy?
Doesn't matter.
Same game.
Very, very different.
Extreme. They both have anime.
And they both have turn-based.
So they're the same game. Anime, turn-based game.
Well, actually, that's not true. Not anymore. Final Fantasy has gone the real-time route. Which I think is good.
That's better.
I think it's good. I always wanted to play Final Fantasy VII in real time, and now I get to with the remake. So,
okay,
also,
so
wait, really freaking weird thing. Look up the cast of Final Fantasy VII remake. This is really freaky.
Wait, is it?
Is it your mom?
Wait,
is it
yeah,
my
she's
mom?
Voicing Jesse.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
She's voicing you?
No, she's voicing the character Jesse in Final Fantasy remake. Final
oh.
Fantasy VII Remake, but the character's name is Jesse. I am Jesse.
Wait.
That's awkward.
But who's voicing cast. Joe? Joe Balls in Your Face.
You see, this is just what he does.
You can't do that. You didn't earn that.
What do you want
to
know about it? Jesse.
Don't tell me nothing.
You didn't. Jesse, Barrett. Look up Barrett. Find Barrett.
Is it John Eric Bentley?
Yeah.
Doesn't Grayson...
So my brother, who is in California at Bible College right now,
gay.
One of his classmates. Her name is Melissa, and she is married to this guy.
What?
Who is voicing Barrett in Final Fantasy VII Remake?
Can we have him on the podcast? Let's make him fly to Alabama and make him pay for it.
I just can't bear it.
That's not funny at all.
Hey, Lee, leave.
leave
Go.
Get it cause he's
get
Lee.
Out of here. Self-sucking.
This is mine.
Self-sucking.
Self.
You flexible self-sucking man.
No,
I have that as a tweet. You self-sucking son of a. I have that saved as a draft, and I'm gonna tweet that soon.
Good one.
By the time this is out, it will have been tweeted.
Thanks,
go
Dad.
Check it out. I'm your dad alt. Go check
oh,
it out.
Oh alt. Okay.
Yeah, it's on my alt account.
So alt is essentially your word for
just
I'm
me.
Your dad edgy version.
Well,
yeah. Precisely.
All right, guys.
Cool. So,
hey, bro, what's the verdict is that we're not going to make come to a verdict?
Maybe not right now.
Okay.
I'm
maybe
on
you know what?
Here's the thing. I'm on board for
I don't think
you
we should have a verdict. That's what I'm trying to
I
say.
I think we should we could rotate or we could
it doesn't
ask
have
the
to
audience.
Be.
We could do a vote.
I can personally
you know what I think? Okay, I think that last time, it was so natural.
It was. We can't force it.
Yeah, you can't really force it.
And I think what we've done here is we've laid a groundwork for an internal journey.
Just something to start. Something,
and I think we need to stew on these things.
Yeah.
I think we need to.
So no more voicing
journey.
About your opinions on like what you think are good right now. Just let it flow.
If you have thoughts.
Eternal journey.
I think
that's what I call the process of me pooping.
Turtle journey?
Good one.
Eternal journey.
Eternal journey.
Yeah, eternal journey.
No, it's E-turtle,
okay.
Like a turtle with Markiplier's face on it. E-turtle journey.
Okay.
Markiplier, I want him to
okay.
Be the bite of
if you have, if you have, if you have thoughts.
Purple guy.
Listen.
Thanos. Okay.
If you have. If you have Tarzan thoughts
with the purple alt,
stop it.
He's talking.
Ridley.
He's only talking when someone else is talking.
He's speaking in the language of the gods.
You done?
Okay. Barney. I already said Barney.
He was done. If you have thoughts or if you have other people that come to mind, feel free. But I do think we need to not push anything.
Yeah.
Or else you get a hernia. Anyway.
Or, wait, what's it called when you...
Constipated?
No, like, if you push really hard, you get those...
And you just have a poop.
No, you get the... there's a cream for it.
Hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid.
Didn't I already say that?
No.
Oh, I said...
You said hernia.
You said hernia.
Herpes. Wait.
I forget the difference.
I think we just came up with three different words.
Hemorrhoids are like
we came up with three different words.
They're like sores.
Yeah, if you poop too hard.
Right. It's when a vein or something like pops through your skin.
I have 27.
Hernia is whenever you're. I think it's whenever you're.
Queens.
It gets twisted up.
That's what they thought I had.
What's our next thing about my friend?
I have a lot of digestive issues, so they thought I had a. There's a word for it. It's a something hernia, but they a butt hernia. They stuck a tube down my throat, and they saw. No, you're good. But you have gastritis.
Esophageal.
Mm-hmm.
Hernia. Is that what they call it?
It's
esophageal.
Maybe.
Am I? No, I don't think so. It's
wait here.
It's wide angle. It goes up.
Put it there. Oh no, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not in the way.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did have another little topic, a little bit, but we are at 5 till cutoff.
Wow.
Pretty much. So.
Wow.
Because I'm here.
Lightning McQueen.
I think having another person just leads to more conversation and just structure
a
little better, which is fine.
I'm waiting.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah, Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. Wow.
No. Wow. Has to be Lightning McQueen, Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Hate everything
did
else
he ever
done.
Say wow in Lightning?
Wow.
Yeah,
he
did.
Oh, yeah, he
just
did.
Said
oh,
Lightning
wow.
McQueen. In Lightning McQueen. The movie.
Yeah. Wow is in Lightning
he
McQueen.
He did, because it's, I think it's whenever Mater says something to him, and he goes,
wow,
that's really great.
Oh, wow, that's really great.
Wow.
Oh, wow, I'm so proud of you.
But I think it's funny.
Oh, wait, guys, listen to my, wait, hold on, listen to my Owen Wilson. Wow, Mater.
I swear I thought you were going to go for Donald Trump.
Owen Wilson actually recently has said that he wants to make a new catchphrase that he says in his movies, and he said, listen for it.
It should be poggers.
Guys.
Imagine if you go and see an Owen Wilson movie, and he just goes, and his movies are a little raunchy.
Let me say it.
Okay, so he walks into this room, and there's a woman without a shirt on, and he goes...
Give me a second.
No, he says poggers.
I'm working on it. He's like,
working on it.
But yeah, he's got to say his first catchphrase first. Yeah. He's like,
to lead into it.
Yeah, he's got.
Come on, dude.
I can do it.
You can do it.
He walks in. He's all like, he's like, wow.
Come on.
Put your hands on him.
Let me get my key charge.
Give him your force.
So he gets, he's like, wow, poggers.
Yes. It was as good as I foresaw.
I can't do it again, though. Wow. He's like, poggers. How do you say it? Poggers.
Say
it with my speech. Wow, poggers.
Wow, poggers.
He's like, oh. But he says it in the most awkward way possible that it just like absolutely poggers. Screams, I'm a boomer. He's like, wow, poggers.
But also the way he says it, you can't tell if he's attracted or disgusted.
Right.
Or
wow,
both.
Like poggers.
Poggers.
You don't know if it's poggers. A good thing or a bad thing. He could be like, poggers.
I mean, he's like so proud of his son.
In.
Like first day of school, he's so proud of him. Oh, poggers. I'm so proud of you. Wow.
Pog champ.
Oh, poggers.
Champ.
I'm so proud of you, Pog Champ.
I think his new catchphrase are just Twitch emotes. So whenever his son gets a D on his report card, he goes, son, that's a little weird, champ.
I mean, I gotta say, I mean, I'm proud of you and I love you, but that's just a little weird, champ.
That's so good. Wait. What was I thinking of? Owen Wilson saying Twitch emotes. I thought of one
Yo,
other.
What if
Kachow
was his new catchphrase? He just brought Kachow into every film he's ever in.
Kachow.
Kachow,
son, horror,
I'm
he's
so...
He's in a horror movie
man,
as a villain.
Kachow, I am so proud of you. I don't know why I'm so proud of you.
That,
is
Jacob.
Like
that was good.
Thank you.
Kachow.
Is that like... Is that like the meme where you put kachow and then
no,
you do it into the French and then you show Lightning McQueen with like a mustache?
No, guys.
You hear kachow.
Shia LaBeouf.
Hit the French.
Ooh,
he's
a good boy. Shia LaBeouf is insane.
Dude, no, Shia LaBeouf is cool now.
I think he is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually pretty darn like awesome now.
Yeah.
Oh. He's like gone through a lot of reform.
His movie is released in a few days on Amazon. No, Honey Boy.
Do you guys
it's released on Amazon in a few days.
Do you guys know about like how...
Did you ever hear the tragedy of...
No. Oh, I have to fart. Oh, wait, Stop wait, late. Guys, wait.
How, like... Wait, what is his name?
I farted. But no. It was disappointment.
Yeah.
It was just open.
He's like an old comedian. What's his name?
Old comedian.
Why did I offer my mic to your butt? That's like... Get your own mic to your own butt.
I hope you can smell it. I really hope you can smell it. Can you sniff it? Sniff it.
Who's the guy who was in Truman Show?
Oh, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey.
Yeah, what about him?
Weird. He's in the Sonic movie, too.
Yeah, he's whack.
He's a crazy guy.
He's a really good artist.
S.O.B.
He's actually
seen...
Have you guys seen his art? His art?
Yeah,
his
no.
It's really good.
But if you look on his Twitter, it's all political.
Yeah, it is.
And it's just negative and violent.
Yeah, it's very negative.
He's in the new Sonic movie as Eggman.
Which doesn't that confirm him as a villain?
We want to see our review a month ago. We went and saw that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, this is coming out after
this is coming out after Sonic.
I know, I know. I've been told.
yeah. So,
but
we were recording it before,
and it was great.
or it was terrible.
Terrible.
Want to know what we thought? Go check out that episode. Anyway, guys. We'll stew on this. If you have any suggestions or want to vote, leave it in the comments. Hit us up on Twitter. Send us a letter in the mail. Good luck finding our address.
They aren't answering.
Oh, yeah. Tell us do you have any ideas for a celebrity obsession? Oh, that's pretty good.
That's what
we'll take it into consideration.
That's the one that I like.
Can we all agree? Can we all agree on that, what they all just said?
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
he's white. I can do that.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. That's true. That's true. I'm glad I'm not white. Can we all agree on what they said, though?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, okay. I agree.
Yes,
that's our pick.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
For
choosing.
Thank you, video listeners.
I don't know.
Why are we clapping into our crotches?
I like that sound.
Wait, isn't that not what you do?
when something, it's just like during a show, you just...
Hey, don't stop. Hold up. Is that mic off? Turn the mic on. Oh, it's already on.
It's on.
We do need to... Oh, you've got something pulled up. Huh? Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
I was just going to say...
Oh, good. Apologies. Me too.
I don't know why I looked at this when I was going to say the thing. So I didn't look at the camera. I was like, all right, guys.
Go.
No, thank you for listening and or watching. Don't forget to like it and subscribe if you do want,
the YouTubes.
If you want to. Yeah, if you're mm-hmm. online. Review us on Apple and if
five
some
star,
other way,
five star,
other
five star.
As well. Yeah, five star.
Five star. Star. Otherwise, we will kill you.
Five
we
star
will
Uber.
Review your review. We appreciate it. It's a lot of fun for us.
Oh, guys, we can't be five star. Uber drivers are never five star when they talk.
It's true. I've never been to Uber Jobber.
I've never been to Uber Jobber.
But don't forget, guys, the number
never
one
been
thing
to Uber Jobber.
Is keep your spirits high and keep your pants higher. Peace out.
That's your motto.
Keep your pants high and you higher.
Keep your pants high, and then if and get and get
keep
your
get
your pants
higher.
High. Get
keep
your pants,
your pants
high.
Higher.
Get your pants
keep
high.
Your sunglasses dry, and your throat drier.
Okay.